This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Now it's time for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Oh, tell me.
I was at the Cardinals home opener during the rain delay, freezing my buns off, pleading with those tarp guys to hurry up. I just wanted to see some baseball. As I was waiting and waiting, I thought about waiting. Everyone on the planet has to do it. Wait in line, wait in the lobby, wait for a phone call, wait for a baby to arrive. We spend a large chunk of our time killing it, wasting it, and filling it until something happens. So given how much of our lives is spent on this, should we appreciate waiting more? What about procrastinating? Are they the same thing? Can we enjoy that too? By definition, waiting is a state of being in which you are anticipating something, often beyond your control. Sounds pretty angsty. Procrastination is the act of postponing something that needs to be done, usually leading to guilt and stress. Sounds super angsty. Hold on, this guy says we should embrace both of them.
It used to be the case that procrastination was regarded very favorably. The Greeks and the Romans loved procrastinators. It was a source of wisdom. And we got off on the wrong track, really, in the 18th century first, where the Puritan work ethic led us to feel bad about procrastination, and especially more recently, where there's been a kind of anti-procrastination industry that makes us all feel terribly guilty about putting things off.
Frank Portnoy is the author of Wait, The Art and Science of Delay. The crux of his argument is that waiting is generally a good thing when it comes to making decisions, especially in our sped-up world.
There's a two-step decision-making process that successful and happy people follow, which is first, figure out what time world you're living in, and what is the maximum amount of time you can take to make a decision. And that might be a second, or it might be a minute. And then second, wait as long as you possibly can within that time frame. So this is a kind of two-step decision-making framework that people can use.
So he's saying that waiting can be in your control and beneficial to you. Now let's turn to the author of the blog, Wait But Why. Tim Urban is a self-described master procrastinator. He talks about instant gratification monkeys that sit on your shoulder and tell you to go to the park instead of doing your taxes, and panic monsters that crash into your life when something you've been putting off has come due.
The panic monster is dormant most of the time, but he suddenly wakes up. Anytime a deadline gets too close or there's danger of public embarrassment, a career disaster, or some other scary consequence. And importantly, he's the only thing that the monkey is terrified of.
But Urban says there's a more troubling form of procrastinating, and it has nothing to do with deadlines. At his TED Talk, he shows what he calls a life calendar. Every box represents a week in the life of a 90-year-old person. And boy, it sure doesn't look like that many boxes.
We need to all take a long, hard look at that calendar. And we need to think about what we're really procrastinating on, because everyone is procrastinating on something in life. We need to stay aware of the instant gratification monkey. That's a job for all of us. And because there's not that many boxes on there, it's a job that should probably start today. Maybe not today, but, you know, sometime soon. Thank you.
The next couple of weeks is prime putting it off season. Here's Ellen DeGeneres with some new research.
Every year, millions of people wait till the last minute to file their taxes. It seems like there are a lot of procrastinators out there and a lot of amateur procrastinators. But for all of you procrastinators out there, researchers at the University of Colorado have discovered a procrastination gene. Apparently, if you look at it under the microscope, it's the only gene that's watching cat videos on YouTube.
Let's close with some classic quotes. Never put off until tomorrow what you can do the day after tomorrow. The time you enjoy wasting is not wasted time. And patience is not the ability to wait, but the ability to keep a good attitude while you do. I'll try to remember that during the next rain delay. That's three good things.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.